Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Hello, and welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today, we're going to continue with our series on the new book I released last year, The Visionary Brand, The Success Formula Behind the World's Most Visionary Brands. Fortunately, and thank you to those who purchased the book, was a Reader's Favorite Award winner for Best Nonfiction Marketing Book. Very proud of that in 2022. And also in 2022, as well as 2023, an Amazon bestseller. So again, thank you for those who purchased the book. But more importantly, those who have given me feedback on the book and how it's helped them to better and successfully integrate these processes, I call them the formula for success in building a great visionary brand and company. To me, that's the most important thing, and really was the motive behind me writing this book, was to share this knowledge of the brands that I've been with and the brands that I work with to today through Liquid Mind. So again, thank you for those who supported the book, those who purchased the book, and again, those entrepreneurs, leaders, visionary leaders that have actually applied some of these formula, these principles for success formula and these visionary brands. So again, thank you. Today, we're going to talk about, on the visionary brand, the product vision. It's a really complicated piece of the puzzle. It's one of the most crucial elements to building a successful formula. So I'm going to go through six steps. It isn't all of them, but I think they're probably, from the brands I've been with, as well as the brands that I work with continuing today, are probably the most important steps in executing a vision for your product. So six steps to executing your vision. We'll talk about this today. And to start us off, I always enjoy reading quotes, but this one in particular on product and being able to stick to your vision and being able to commercialize a product, there's no one better than Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison one time said, there's a better way to do it, find it. And that was Thomas Edison, who after 10,000 attempts to commercialize light bulb, didn't give up at 9,999. And also the one that coined the phrase, vision is 99% perspiration and 1% inspiration. So a great quote from Thomas Edison to start us off on product vision. So I'd like to talk a lot about brands. You know, the ability for a brand to establish, stick to, and have a consistent ideation and product lifecycle process is vital to their long-term success. And what I say about this process is most people think of these as independent or individual entities, and they're really not. It's a process. It's an element to an overall formula of building a great product vision. Ideation's only as good as the ability for you to commercialize that vision. And many times you'll see brands and brands that we work with brands, and when I was leading product with Adidas and TaylorMade and Oakley, what we'll find is that those great brands, such as those brands, will take that ideation and concept and commercialize it. Certainly you have to ensure that it's a profitable concept, but many times it's not. What we found at Oakley many times was we wanted to be the category leader. And the intention was not always to be the revenue leader. It was to be the leader in innovation and disruption. So many times we would create products that we would commercialize just for breakaway purposes. We knew that they weren't going to be the best seller, but they would be the ones that would be talked about the most. And if you remember back in the good old boys or bad boy days, we used to call them with Oakley, we would create these great visionary products from Jim Gennard. And Jim would always instill that into us. He would say, let the product breathe. And I always thought that was just a beautiful thing Jim had always put into us. Let the product breathe. Meaning that don't keep pumping new product into the market until you've exhausted the current product. And if you are going to put something new into the product line, I'm not saying you bleed this out to the back end of the life cycle curve, More importantly, it is that if you have a breakaway product and you have line extensions off of that, let those products breathe. You're going to be marketing these products. You need to ensure that if you are truly a brand, you're marketing this life cycle to those who you've targeted from your demo. So you want to make sure that when you're looking at this process, again, going back to establishing an ideation and product lifecycle process, it's vital. You can't be cut off after ideation and concept. You want to make sure that this process is the lifeblood of your product vision. Ideation process is critical to ensuring that you have disruptive or at the very least innovative product. And I always say disruption is innovation on steroids. It's really another level of innovation. Very, very few brands have been able to pull off disruption. Many brands have been able to pull off innovation, but very, very few have been able to do both. So the intention here in a truly visionary brand, again, is to have that consistent ideation and product lifecycle process, ensuring that the designers have the concepts of products that are going to be breakaway, products you can talk about, ones that marketing embraces, and the product can commercialize. So truly visionary brands are the ones who understand that the need, really this need, to do away with the past, to bring in the new. And again, I used Oakley because we wanted to always be the leader in our category. Not always from a revenue perspective, but one that when our customers were anticipating a presentation from Oakley and our new product, they knew that we were going to have a disruptive, or at the very least, an innovative product that would take the category to the next level. So when you look at this innovation pipeline, you want to make sure it's something that also sustains your best-in-class positioning. So there's always in retail, we know it's the good, better, best principle. And the intention is always to be best. You know, it's very difficult to be best because you got to execute on all levels. And you may have a great product, but you may not always be best in class. Because of your customer service, because of your fulfillment, because of quality. So you can have a great innovation pipeline, but if the product isn't executed properly, you're not always best in class. So you want to make sure that when you're looking at this, and I say, and that's why I mentioned, many people stop at ideation. They do a great product, they commercialize that product, but they forget about the complete life cycle process of this product is not only creating the product, but making sure that it works properly, it performs properly, it gets talked about, it's authentic, and then one that when you are fulfilling the product, that you have 100% fulfillment, and the expectation is always through that entire life cycle process that you'll always execute. That's best in class. So this process takes an authentic commitment from the top down. And when you look at your product vision, I say from the top down, and I also say product lifecycle process in addition to ideation, because you're only as good as the vision that's established at the top and the commitment to that vision from the top. So I'm not talking about a traditional lifecycle process where competitors' products are thrown out on the table and the product team is asked to create an incremental improvement to this product. That is not the proper ideation process. That is just merely a competitive analysis of products that are out in the marketplace. And by all means, take a look at those, but throw them in the trash when you start your ideation process. You want to give the designers the freedom to create, the freedom to know what the next evolution of what your brand vision is and should be. So when you're talking about truly genuinely revolutionary thinking and execution, this is what it's all about. So again, I'm not talking about a traditional life cycle process where competitors' products are put on the table. I'm talking about disruptive, innovative products with revolutionary thinking and relentless execution. So I often say there's nothing more frustrating for a designer than to develop this beautiful, disruptive creation and to have them watered down by the product team to play it safe. Or many times this comes from operations. That's why you want to make sure in the life cycle process, everybody's on the same page. And I go back to the Henry Ford quote many, many years ago, but I still think it holds true today. It's interesting. He said, if I would have asked my customer what they wanted next, they would have said a faster horse. Nobody had invented the car. So this was something that Henry Ford disrupted or created actually an industry. He continued to disrupt through the 8-cylinder engine they said was impossible. But he said, no, it's not. And step by step, this disruption actually became reality. So again, this going back to the beautiful disruptive creations and playing it safe, probably the best example is concept car designers. I feel so sorry for these designers who with their best intentions and efforts pen out these revolutionary designs that are scrapped for incremental improvements. If you've seen some of the car, and I have, I've seen it from actually General Motors. I've been to Ferrari and Lamborghini, and you know these concepts are actually brought to life through the machines that you see out in the road. And they're meant to be best in class because that is their vision, Ferrari and Lamborghini. And so when you look at the General Motors of the world, you look at the Fords of the world, they will often, or more often than not, play it safe. So as Seth Godin says, safe is risky. What a great quote. And if you think about that, safe is risky. Every great product, it's a proven fact. Every great product has gone through many, many, many failures until they achieve success. But this is all done through risk. You have to risk to create. You have to risk to be disruptive. You have to risk to be innovative. You can't play it safe. Playing it safe is risky. What I will say, if you want to be a commodity company, not a brand, that's perfectly fine. But your only competitive advantage at that point is price. And that, by the way, is not a competitive advantage. So again, what a great quote. It doesn't always resonate with those who are commodity companies and explains why there's so few true, what I call true brands in the world. Those that are willing to risk failure to find success. You know, risk is required to create a revolution and disrupt your category. Always remember that. It's a proven fact that every great product that has disrupted the industry has failed over and over and over. They've risked failure to achieve disruption. So when you look at this, so your product vision, you know, so when you look at your product vision, you know, one that carries you for generations, you need to define what that is. And I don't care if it's a product, a service, whatever it is. Look at the way things are being done today and ask the question, why? And then what can you do to make it better? That question is not being asked enough. Very few brands like Apple, Oakley, whoever it is, and Nike, Adidas, will always ask the question, why? And what they're risking is failure. It's sometimes maybe even a product that they put out in the market that fails, but it's okay because they took a risk and it allowed them, when they do disrupt their category with a product that is a breakaway, disruptive product, what it does allow you to do, which is the key ingredient to visionary brands and establishing your product vision, is that if you get far enough ahead of this disruption or innovation curve, you've got the ability to bleed off technology or features from that product that you can put in line. And that's the beauty of it. If you really look at this again, I'll explain this, is that when you think of disruption or innovation, the reason these visionary companies do this is because even though it may fail, you will succeed in finding a service, a product, or a feature within that product that's disruptive that they can put in their inline product. So either way, they win. Those that don't take risks are imitators. So we'll talk about that in a minute. So if you haven't defined what your product vision is that'll carry you for generations, if you can't answer this question, I'd suggest you make this an immediate priority for your company. The reason for this is playing imitator by copying competitors' products does not move you ahead. Playing integrator by incrementally improving does not move you ahead of yourself, much less the competition. Playing innovator is your key to unlocking generational success. So again, playing imitator by copying competitors' products does not move you ahead. Playing integrator by incrementally improving does not move you ahead of yourself, much less the competition. But playing innovator is your key to unlocking generational success. Yes, it is risky, but so is playing it safe. So let's look at six areas of establishing your product vision. Again, it's not all, but I find these to be the most important ones when you look at laying the foundation of product vision and success. The first one is, and I love this one, probably my favorite, is innovate, don't imitate. Is when you innovate, you're a generational brand or the potential to be a generational brand, if that's your vision, and you stick to it, regardless of the leadership, that is a foundational principle of your brand, and you'll never change it. Imitators are commodities. And again, I say it's fine to be a commodity. You're just not going to be a leader in the industry, and you'll have no pricing power. The second thing for product vision is create breakaway products. This is extremely risky. Breakaway means that they're disruptive by design. People look at them and go, why would anybody want that? Why would anybody want an electric car? You know, why would anybody want a car and not a horse? So all of these things over generations have played out, and people that actually brought it to market, these breakaway products and designs, even Tesla with AC currents, you know, all of these great breakaway products, people thought they were nuts and crazy for bringing this to the market until people started adopting them. So the second principle is create breakaway products. The third is build a drawdown pipeline. And this is a key principle to the life cycle success. When you look at the front end of the curve, these are the disruptors, the innovators that adopt the product. You're going through the core majority, and you go on the back end, the late majority, you know, everybody's seen the adoption curve. And what these revolutionary products allow you to do is to create drawdowns off of these. Maybe it's a sole from your breakaway product that you put on a Nike inline product. Maybe it's a piece of that puzzle on your service business that you could put into your current services that you provide to your customers. So look for a way to build drawdown pipeline. So from the beginning to end, from disruption to innovation to early majority to late majority, you have a complete life cycle of products on that pipeline. The fourth is lead through extinction. And this is Apple's success formula. And what I mean by this is sometimes get rid of a product at the height, early majority, get rid of it at the height of its popularity. Don't play it down to late majority. Use that for drawdown pipeline. And Apple does this with their iPhones. Nobody needs an iPhone 15. The iPhone 12 is fine. I'm an Apple investor, so it's ulterior motive here. But when you look at lead through extinction, it means that you're getting rid of a product everybody still wants for a product you're putting on the front end of your pipeline at a higher price point. And on the back end, you're putting that generation at a lower price point and compressing your competition and actually killing them off in tiers of price points. So lead through extension is a really critical piece of the puzzle when you're looking at setting your product vision. And the brand is the product is number five. And what I mean by that is that that is your lifeblood, your product. Is it right for the brand? If you're a premium, best-in-class brand, you can't have inferior product. If you're selling product at ASPs of $100 to $150 and it's a category of footwear and you bring into the market a $50 footwear piece, it's a disconnect. You know, is your brand premium or isn't it premium? So always remember, the brand is the product. And number six is take risks, break things. Give the product team, the designers, the creators, the crazy ones inside of your company, the ability and the freedom, quite frankly, to break things. Nothing's off the table when you're looking at ideation and you're looking at taking your brand to the next level. Challenge people, take risks, break things, and don't break this disruption chain. And also praise failures. Don't degrade failures. When you set that vision and people have the freedom or the comfort level to break things and to take risks and be rewarded for failures, is where you start setting your brand up for generational success. So establishing a product vision that's carried you for decades will provide generational success. You know, make this a priority in your visionary leadership with your team, everybody inside of your company. Communicate this vision consistently and ingrain it into your culture. Again, I'll say the top six areas to establishing your product vision: innovate, don't imitate, is number one. Number two is create breakaway products. Number three is build a drawdown pipeline. Number four is lead through extinction. Number five is the brand is the product. Number six is take risks, break things. So have fun, stay true, stay authentic, be different, and be great, and enjoy the journey along the way. I want to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles today. Always appreciate your time. If you like what you hear, would love to have some feedback. And also, if you could subscribe to the Visionary Chronicles, also send this to your friends, forward, share, whatever it is. We would certainly appreciate it. And we do reward those that share with others. So have a great day. Again, I appreciate your time, and I'll listen to you in the next Visionary Chronicles podcast. Hello, and I want to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles podcast. I really appreciate your time. I know everybody's busy, but just wanted to thank you again for all the feedback, comments, and how you've been able to apply a lot of the principles that we put forward on the Visionary Chronicles podcast. Also, would be greatly appreciated if you could subscribe, tell others to subscribe. We have a great following on the Visionary Chronicles. Also, subscribe to the newsletter at my personal website, BryanSmeltzer.com, or through our company website, Liquid Mind, liquidmindsite.com, LiquidMindSite.com. We're also on being hosted by Podbean. We're also on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcast, iHeart, Pandora, Amazon, among many, many others. We've also been very fortunate, and thank you to the listeners, to be ranked in the top 50 global marketing podcasts by FeedSpot for 2022 as well as 2023, and also number one visionary podcast by FeedSpot in 2022 and 2023. So very appreciative of that as well. I also wanted to put out an offer for you. We've got a new website that we just built. Love to say that it's a great design and one that's very intuitive. And we've got so many requests from people that wanted to actually take the Visionary Brand course. So we actually created through our website, thevisionaryfiles.com, thevisionaryfiles.com. You can sign up for our The Visionary Brand Master Course. You can also sign up for our premium podcast. Only content available there on that website through our premium podcast. We've got a lot of subscribers that have already signed up, gone through the course. We have corporations as well as brands that have gone through the course. So we wanted to put that there and make that available to the public as well. So again, appreciate your time. Thank you again. And if you sign up for the Visionary, through the Visionary Files of the Visionary Brand course, we are giving away free books, the Visionary Brand books, hardcover books. And then also we'll be doing some selective offerings for some giveaways. So again, sign up at thevisionaryfiles.com and would appreciate it. And thank you again and have a great day.